The head of the International Committee of the Red Cross has begun a three-day visit to Yemen to assess the dire humanitarian situation in the war-torn country. Peter Maurer is scheduled to hold talks with Ansar the leaders and their allies. Saudi Arabia's warplanes have bombed a district in Yemen's northwestern Sa'ada province. They've also pounded residential buildings in the southwestern Taiz province, killing at least two people. The Saudi war on Yemen has claimed the lives of more than 4,900 people, mostly civilians, since late March. Meanwhile, Yemen's Ansarla fighters and allied army units have launched fresh retaliatory attacks in Saudi Arabia. They blew up a tank in Ajran region. They also showered the same region with a barrage of rockets, killing a Saudi soldier. A foreign soldier with the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan has been killed in an overnight attack on a key military base in Kabul. The nationality of the soldier hasn't been released. At least two militants were killed in last night's shootout that took place on Camp Integrity. The father of the Palestinian baby who was killed in an arson attack by Israeli settlers in the West Bank last week has succumbed to his wounds. 32-year-old Saad Dawabsha died in a hospital where he'd been receiving treatment for second-degree burns. His wife and 4-year-old son remain in critical condition. A powerful typhoon has created havoc in Taiwan. High winds and torrential rains have cut power to 2 million households and killed at least 6 people. Thousands have been evacuated across the island. The megastorm has forced authorities to cancel international flights and high-speed rail services. U.S. activists are remembering Michael Brown on his one-year death anniversary. The unarmed African-American teenager was shot dead by white Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. A group of protesters have marched in the city to call for justice. Wilson was cleared by Ferguson grand jury in the killing.